Yaakov Avinu, as he, Baruch Hashem, discovers that Yosef Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik, is still alive, proclaims, Yom Yisrael Rav O Yosef Ben Chai, my son Yosef is still alive. And the Medrash says, Rav Koich Sheyosef Beni, the Yaakov Avinu proclaimed, how great is my son Yosef, Shekama Tzoros Higiyo. He suffered all sorts of trouble, and he still remained a tzaddik. He's greater than I am, says Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says, as the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, that I don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. And Yosef, he says, stayed strong in all of situations. And the Shem Shmuel says, how was Yaakov Avinu confident that Yosef had indeed remained a tzaddik throughout his time? So he says that the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to approach Paroi, by Al Paroi, and Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how am I to be certain that I will not suffer when I approach Paroi to let out the Jewish people? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Kani hechbadati a slave Paroi. What you need to know, and what everybody needs to know and believe, is everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person believes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's able to withstand and be strong in all situations. And that's what Yaakov said. Yaakov Avinu said that if I see that Yosef, after having suffered all through these terrible years of separation from Yaakov Avinu, and I see he's still strong, I know there's only one thing that could keep a person strong, and that is that he was strong in his Amuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why I could say, Adayin Hu Omed B'Tzidkai. The fact that I see Yosef and I hear the way Yosef is and the way he acts, that is the biggest proof how Yosef Avinu survived those years in Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he uses that concept to answer a very famous question. The Pasuk says that as Yaakov Avinu reveals himself to Yosef, they meet after all these years. The Rashi says, "Avo Yaakov lo noval atzavri aviv, atzavri Yosef." Yosef fell on Yaakov, but Yaakov did not fall on Yosef. Amar ben Asenu shayu Krishma, because at that moment Yaakov Avinu was saying Krishma, and the question is obvious: if that was the moment that you're supposed to say Krishma, why wasn't Yosef also saying Krishma at that moment? And if it isn't the time to say Krishma, why did Yaakov Avinu choose that moment to say Krishma when he finally has this incredible opportunity to meet his son Yosef, who he missed and was without so long? Says the Shem Shmuel, Yaakov, at the moment that he met Yosef, recognized and realized that is the moment that the Golus is beginning. And Yaakov Avinu said, how will Klai Yisrael be able to survive a Golus? How will Klai Yisrael be able to survive all of the difficulties that a Golus represent? There's only one way, and that's by saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Living with a Muna that whatever happens to us is because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to happen to us. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to help us and save us and do for us whatever we need under all circumstances. That life and that belief was what Yaakov Avinu knew he has to announce the moment he starts the Golus, the moment that he was meeting Yosef. But Yosef, as we just said, had been in Golus already for many years. Since Yosef had already been in Golus for all those years, his declaration and his understanding of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad was said a long time ago, and therefore now was not the necessary time to say that. What we need is to always have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in front and center, in front of our mind, in front of our eyes. And there we will be able to survive all types of situations. The Pasuk says, V'yayim Yosef al-Achiv, Yosef says to his brothers, again as he reveals himself, Ani Yosef ha'od avichai, Yosef, is my father still alive? And the Pasuk says, V'lo yuchu echav lanas oisai, his brothers were unable to answer him, ki nivalu mipanav. And the famous Medrash says, Abakoyin bardel oima, oi lana miyayim adin, oi lana miyayim techecha. How much do we have to tremble from the day that we're going to have to give din v'cheshbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yosef katan shel shvatim haya. Yosef was the youngest of all the shvatim. And they couldn't withstand what he said to them. As the Pasuk says, V'lo yochlo echlev lanas oisai l'fkinivalo fonav. L'chi shiyov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, and will address us and challenge every one of us. And the Mefarshim will ask, the Gemara, the Medrash is saying that Yosef said something to them. Yosef was giving them teichacha. Yosef was saying your behavior was inappropriate. Where do we find that Yosef said that? And what is the connection between what Yosef does and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? The Sefer Keilas Yitzchak brings the following mashal. He says, there was once a king, and the king used to travel to the various cities in his country, and he would sometimes disguise himself that people should not recognize who he is, so he could really see and understand what's happening. He comes once to a city, and just the day that he's sitting, that he comes to that city's council was having a very important meeting. And he walks in, as I said, disguised. But if you would try to pay attention, you would be able to recognize who he was. And he walks in, and they're in the middle of their session. And he asks, is there anybody who could perhaps suggest where I could stay overnight? And they don't recognize him. And they say to him, well, we're in the middle of an important meeting. How could you dare disturb us? He walks out. He then walks in the street and he meets someone. And he asks that person the same question, do you know where I could stay overnight? That person immediately realized that this was the king. But he also understood that if the king disguised himself, he doesn't want to be identified as the king. So he played along. And he didn't tell the king, I recognize you. But of course, knowing that it was the king, he started taking him to the nicest and best places, treating him with the respect a king deserves. And then the king said, do you know who I am? And he had no choice but to admit, yes, I know who you are, and I recognized you, and of course that's why I'm showing you this respect that you so deserve. The king said, that's the difference between you and the members of that group who didn't recognize. There are pictures of me all over the country, but apparently the people aren't really looking at those pictures. Because if they were really looking at those pictures, and they were really thinking about me, they would have immediately recognized me. And the fact that you did recognize me means that you do show the proper respect. The Pasuk says that when Yaakov sent Yosef to look and see how his brothers are doing, the Pasuk says, V'yelch echav lirois etzoyim aviyem b'shchem. And Rashi says, Es shahochu lirois es atzmam. They really wanted to go and do whatever they wanted. They wanted to live a life not tied to the way their father Yaakov wanted them to live. What makes Rashi say that about the Shvatim? He says, because the Pasuk says that Yosef was the Ben Zakunim. What does it mean that Yosef is the Ben Zakunim? Shayaziv Ikunim. Yosef looked at like Yaakov. And what happened when the Shvatim saw Yosef, they reminded them of Yaakov. But they didn't want a reminder of Yaakov. They didn't want to remember that there's a Yaakov Avinu and that there's a king in the world and that there's a Yaakov in the world that demands and expects of us to live a certain type of a life. And that's why they wanted to eliminate Yosef. They wanted to eliminate something that reminds them of how they're supposed to live. And certainly they didn't want to show the respect that a Yaakov Avinu, their great father, deserves. And that's what Rashi says. How could the Shvatim have ever come to do such a horrible avera of selling Yosef? It only came because they first forgot and they were first determined not to recognize the face of Yosef that reminds them of Yaakov. And that brought them lirasis atzmam, that they were interested in living the life that they wanted to live and not the life that Yaakov Avinu wanted them to live. So now Yosef reveals himself to them. And he says, what happened at this moment was that the brothers of Yosef saw the face of Yosef, but now they remember what Ponov, what the face of Yosef represents. The face of Yosef represents the face of Yaakov Avinu, the Zivikunim, the Ben Zikunim, that they looked the same. And that gave them shudder. It caused them to tremble. We can't think about, we can't look at you, Yosef, because when we look at you, Yosef, we remember our father, Yaakov, and that causes us to live a whole different type of life. Certainly when they looked at Yaakov, that caused them to act in a very appropriate way and not to forget who they come from and what is expected of them. Says the Gemara, Abba Kohen Bardla says, that when we look at people in this world, if we look at a Yosef and it causes us to think about, are we acting the way we're supposed to act? Certainly if we look at a Yaakov Avinu, are we acting the way we're supposed to act? We're supposed to, that should certainly cause us to think, and what will be when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Yaakov Avinu taught us that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere in life, and we should see Him all the time. And that's the way we could survive, and that's the way we could grow in our Avodas Hashem. And that's why Yaakov Avinu felt it so important to make that declaration. He knew his son Yosef lived that way. If Yosef Avinu was able to survive in a Mitzrayim for 22 years, it must be because he had Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in front of his eyes all of the time. And that was the charge that he gave to his children. Never, never stop having Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in front of your eyes. If you will live that way, you'll be able to survive every galus.